Rod's Pulse Podcast number 37, RPP Anniversary News, eLearning 2.0 and Stress.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
One cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back, or shall I say, welcome me back. I've been a little late, and there's a reason, which I'll get to in a moment. First of all, that was a little teaser. That song is called Stress by Jim's Big Ego. I played that earlier on one of my early podcasts, and I played it for two reasons. One is that it has to do with coffee, and my staff know I love coffee. In fact, when I was out sick for a couple of days, they sent me a nice basket full of some coffee beans and a French press coffee maker, and thanks again to my staff here at Jeff IT. And the second reason is because the song is about stress, and the Jeff IT staff, I think, has been very stressed lately. We've been working hard to roll out a new calendar system here on campus at Jefferson, and it's to go live on Monday after our daylight savings time change. So I dedicate the song Stress to all the staff at Jeff IT. Please stay tuned at the end of my podcast, and I'll play the full song Stress by Jim's Big Ego. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Today I want to mention a few things. First, just the comment that I'm a little late, but this is my first anniversary. I did my first podcast back in, I think, February 3rd, 2006. So here we are with number 37. I want to thank those of you who have been listening and supporting me, and I look forward to your comments. Secondly, we'll be talking a little bit about some new developments with university podcasting and also some Blackboard-related blogs and podcasts that I've uncovered. And lastly, a new podcasting tool that you might be interested in. First, there's a blog that I follow called Future Tense. It's by John Gordon, and he's with American Public Media, and he talks about the digital age, and he wrote an article in January talking about universities ramping up podcast offerings. According to him, more than 100 universities worldwide are making class lectures available for free in the form of audio and video podcasts. Now, this so-called open courseware movement started back in 2002 at MIT, and it's spreading rapidly. And podcasting is taking this movement in new directions. He mentions the University of California at Berkeley has 59 complete courses available on iTunes. Now, iTunes is a bit controversial in that it's proprietary. It really only works well with iPods. So it has its advantages and disadvantages. It's free for universities, and some of these big schools, of course, are getting a lot of attention by Apple, and they help them to roll this out. And lastly, John says that he's quoting Dan Coleman from the director of Stanford University's Continuing Studies program, saying that podcasts generally fall into two categories, guest lectures and complete course lectures. He says higher education podcasts are just now beginning to take off. And I think that's true. I know our first and second year medical students here at Jefferson love the podcast. They complain when the system breaks down. Again, we're using Espresso Classroom to automatically record first and second year medical school lectures. Now, Harvard is also joining iTunes. Their extension school announced the release of selected content for free using, again, the Apple iTunes U service. They're providing video previews of 15 of the 50 Harvard Extension School distance education courses that are available this spring. So it's also a way to promote your courses to the public and get them involved. So check out the URL. I have the links to the Harvard Extension iTunes U articles and also to the Future Tense blog that I mentioned on my show notes. Okay, now for the next topic today, I wanted to bring to your attention a couple of blogs and a podcast that you might be interested in. They have to do with Blackboard. For whatever reason, the three sites I'll be talking about are all in Great Britain. The first one's called Blackboard at the University of Bristol. It's mostly a blog and giving you some tips and tricks about Blackboard. I'm always interested in seeing what other universities are doing and see if we want to emulate them. And I'm interested in what you think about how we can get information out about Blackboard. Would it be good to have a blog or a podcast specifically about our internal Blackboard system? So take a look at Blackboard at the University of Bristol. They also converted one of them to a podcast. I'll play a little bit of that for you right now.
Welcome, this is the second Blackboard Fireside Chat and I'm Andy Ramsden. To start with then, just like to report that there is no reported problems with the Blackboard service, all seems to be performing well at the moment. We're continuing to make progress in finding a solution to the Blackboard online assessment issue. We've been in dialogue with Blackboard over the last week, looking at some of the solutions they're recommending and evaluating them for our situation.
Okay, the second one is called the Blackboard Briefing Podcast, and again, it's from the UK, University of Southampton. And they only did four podcasts as they were rolling out Blackboard. And again, I'm just interested in seeing how they've been using podcasts. So you might take a look at that and see if this is sort of thing that you would like to see here at Jefferson or your own institution.
Hello. Welcome to the final Blackboard Briefing. I'm Matt Deeprose.
And I'm Sam Cole.
For this week's podcast, we're actually in the middle of the upgrade process, and so we're recording this on Friday morning, which will allow us to stick to our testing schedule, which is scheduled for this afternoon. As we're currently in the middle of the upgrade process, this week's podcast will take a slightly different format to previous weeks. We'll start off with news, as normal, and that will be followed by some interviews, which we recorded earlier. But unfortunately, there'll be no time to introduce a new feature for 7.1, and we also won't be offering any of the feedback from previous podcasts.
And the last one is another British one. This time, it's not specifically related to Blackboard, but it's definitely a podcast, just a podcast. It's the podcast from the British Computing Society. It's called Odd IT. And let me play a bit from their podcast for you.
This is Odd IT.
Welcome to Odd IT, the BCS podcast for the interesting, amusing, and downright weird in IT. This week we've got security Botox, TV over the web, and dancing to the rhythm of HTML. Around the table we have
Justin Richards
and
Helen Boddy
and also
Henry Tucker,
and I'm Brian Runciman. Is it a wiki too far? California-based SearchMe have launched a search engine based specifically on Wikipedia. It's called WikiSeek, and it searches the Wikipedia site. It indexes sites that are referenced in the Wikipedia articles, and that's how it returns all your results. This is not...
Okay, that's it for blogs and podcasts. I did want to bring to your attention a new podcasting tool, however. It's called Pod Puppy. It's a podcast receiver, something that you might use in lieu of using iTunes or Juice. To be honest, I haven't tried it myself. You do have to install a client software and also a Microsoft .NET framework, which I didn't elect to do. But I'll point it to you in case you haven't tried one of the podcast receivers. I'd be interested in hearing from you and your experience in using this particular podcast receiver. So I have a link to PodPuppy. It's really just www.podpuppy.net. And my last topic today is just another reminder of our local eLearning 2.0 conference, which is happening this March, Thursday the 29th. It's being hosted at Drexel University. This is being sponsored by two local users groups, one for WebCT and one for Blackboard. And the schedule is now up. There's 30 or so presenters, including yours truly. And you can go learn more about the eLearning 2 conference at www.elearning-2.org. So please check it out, and I hope to see you there at the end of March. So now for the full song, Stress, by Jim's Big Ego. Check out his website, by the way. He has a nice animation that Jim did that goes along with Stress to illustrate the song, and it gives you the lyrics. So I think you'll get a kick out of it. So until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
Stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. Trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I think of this stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. I love to work, I love to roll, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to roll, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman I'm seeing, except we never really get all time to spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat and I'd drink and I'd run and I'd sleep and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. So, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot and the poison goes up to your brain and you die. And sand, please! Sand, please! Actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else. Except I probably hate it. Weak and distressed, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me
nervous, everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.